Well, for me, it's coming back to Nottingham, because I came from Nottingham originally, or very close to Nottingham. I came from Newark originally. From there, I went to London about 10 years ago. So really, it's coming back rather than coming to Nottingham. Originally, I was an actor. I worked in rep at Lincoln and then here at Nottingham for some time. Then when I was at drama school in London, I did some work for the BBC, and that's really how I got into radio, and that was in the mid-60s. I was involved with one of the pirate radio stations in the late 60s, Radio 270, which broadcast to this area, or to the area north of here at least. From there I went to the West Indies. I ran a radio station in the West Indies for a year. Then back to England in 69 to work on radio for a newspaper company. And then last year to Piccadilly Radio in Manchester, and then to here.
What is Trent's policy regarding programming and local interest items?
Trent's programming policy, very simply, is to attract the largest possible audience at any given moment. It's as simple as that. And the way to do that is with music entertainment of a particular kind, perhaps of a kind that was not previously available in its precise form before in this area.
Do you believe that local broadcasting should be handled differently to national radio?
I don't believe in national radio. I think all radio should be local. I mean, that's what I believe. It won't ever happen. Yes, of course, local radio should be handled differently from national radio. In local radio, there is an opportunity for intimacy and for immediacy, which just doesn't exist in national radio. Wherever you live in England, national radio is going to be remote. Even if you live across the road from Broadcasting House in London, where national radio comes from, it's going to be remote because it doesn't cater for you or your area specifically.
Trent News is quite an operation. How does news get from the event to actual broadcasting?
Well, national news, news of national and international events, is fed to us by independent radio news in London. We take that material and cut it about and use it in the way we want to use it. Our own local news is gathered by our own team of local reporters. We also use local news agencies and various other means. In sport, what we tried to do was create a balance between music on Saturday afternoons and sport. For those people who aren't all that keen on sport, what we've tried to do is create something which means that they can still hear the music they can hear Monday to Friday. But for those people who are interested in sport, all of the talk on Saturday afternoons is about sport. I'm not quite sure we've got the balance right yet. I think usually it tends to fall down away from music, and perhaps we aren't playing quite enough music on Saturday afternoons. So the kind of things we're trying to do, we're trying to shorten things like our match reports to try and get the facts across in a very short space of time, in a very punchy way, so that we do keep up the same volume of music that we present during the week.
Advertising obviously plays a major part in your programming. Are you limited in terms of minutes per hour for advertising material?
Yes, we are. The IBA limits commercial radio to 9 minutes advertising in any given hour. There are a few hours, of course, where all 9 minutes is sold, particularly at this time of year. This is a very quiet time of year for the advertising business. Commercials for national products and services are usually made by the client's advertising agency in London and sent to us on tape. Occasionally we make national commercials, like the Daily Express things that are on the air at the moment. We make those. Almost all the local commercials you hear on Radio Trent are made by Radio Trent for the advertiser in our own studios.
Finally, Bob, who can we expect to hear each day on Radio Trent, and what type of programme do they present?
Well, I can take you through the day on Radio Trent, but it's important to realise that our music policy, in fact our programming policy, doesn't vary all that much from one point of the day to another. We are a radio station. We're not a series of separate programmes happening to go out on the same wavelength. So people, certainly through the day, tend to do the same kind of things. John Peters, between 6 and 9 in the mornings, plays a balance of music which is predominantly fast and up-tempo, together with news, of course, and various other pieces of information. Peter Quinn and Chris Baird, Peter working from 9 to 12:30 and Chris on until 3 in the afternoon, they tend to play music which is slightly more middle-of-the-road, Kid Jensen, who comes on at 3, tends to play music which is slightly faster than we play between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. But the basis of the playlist is still the same. There is an emphasis on things like racing results and sports news and things happening tonight on his program. We do use a telephone participation program for originally it was an hour a day, now it's an hour and a half a day. That is the only use of telephone we have during our day. We decided not to use telephone participation programming at all during the daytime scheduling, partly because BBC Radio Nottingham uses telephone programming very heavily, and partly because we wanted to give good value. When we do music, and when we talk, we talk. We don't mix the two things at all. So what we never do is during the day, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. It's all start. Doesn't mean that the telephone program, which Graham Knight does, is dull, but it's very different from the daytime music programming, and as such, it can't be mixed with music. It's really a news program, and the open line program always relates to something which is either in the news this week or something which is pretty current.
If somebody actually swears or makes some unkind remark over the radio, what happens then?
On an open line program, there is a delay system that the entire output of the station is delayed for several seconds, and it can be the remark can be deleted. We've only ever used it twice, and both times were in one program on the same person. Our evening music policy varies from daytime in the sense that it's targeted at a specific group. Our daytime music policy is targeted at quite a wide range of people, but in the evenings you have to recognise that most of the people that listen to Radio Trent during the day are watching television. The only really important group of people who listen to the radio in the evenings are young people and people like students. We target a programme of contemporary music, if you can differentiate between that and pop, in the evenings. Guy Morris works from 8 till 10, with a balance of the daytime playlist material and contemporary rock music. Jeff Cooper's programme, which works from 10 till 1 a.m, which is heavier rock music, which is targeted almost exclusively at students and at people who have a serious appreciation of contemporary music, rather than a background appreciation of pop, which is quite frankly what we provide to most people during the day. Most people who really know what they're doing in daytime radio would admit that we are background. We accept that. We are wallpaper. I don't see anything wrong in that at all. People take a lot of care in choosing their wallpaper.